In Greece, the police killing of a 15-year-old has sparked 3 days of clashes between the police and youths. The unrest began in Athens but has spread across the country.
At night, the streets of Athens are full of fury and fire. But the latest clashes are restricted to the Exarchia neighborhood. Anarchists and radicals, many of them students, have the police on the defensive in this part of the city. They use petrol bombs and also now laser beams to blind the police and to pinpoint targets for attack. Close to where 15-year-old Alexei Grigoropoulos was killed a week ago, protesters attacked police stations, government offices, and banks.
Alexis Grigoropoulos was spending time at the cafe with his other friends. Alexis, being 15 years old, thought it would be fun to throw a bottle of water at a cop car. This was the last bit of fun Alexis Grigoropoulos would ever have. The cop came out of his car and said to the boy, and I quote, "Now you will see what I am going to do." Drew his gun and ended Alexis's life at the age of 15. The shooting of young Alexis sent a shockwave through the streets of Athens, Greece that day. The next day, following the state's failed reports to cover up the story, claiming that the bullet was a ricochet off of a wall, despite the many eyewitnesses' reports, the people of Athens quickly armed themselves and took to the street in an insurrection.
It had been intended as a peaceful day of protest to coincide with a nationwide strike. Within minutes, the rally by Greek workers was hijacked by anarchists. And so began a fifth day of rioting.
Protesters in Greece, angry over the police killing of a 15-year-old teenager, attacked a city-sponsored Christmas tree Saturday. The rioters, some wearing masks, threw garbage and even hung bags of trash on the branches of the tree, piling even more up like presents underneath. Police had tried to protect the tree and officers formed a ring around it for a while. Still, that didn't stop the protesters, who later clashed with the police. All while some tourists and residents were trying to enjoy the Christmas season.